Klimanosko presents.
Student Voices, a place where young people can share their unique voices and speak up about climate science.
Hello everyone, I am native to Raigarh, Chhattisgarh in India. Currently, I am in 12th grade pursuing biology and mathematics as my core subjects at the OP Jindal School. And my topic for research work is rising sea level. We often hear about rising sea levels, but we don't know how and why should we care are the elements which usually people say due to lack of awareness. There are many things which contribute to rising sea level, but it's directly associated with global warming. According to researchers, sea levels are rising at least since 1880. It is due to global warming. Among the two main contributing factors is thermal expansion of seawater. Basically, when water heats up, it expands because warmer ocean just occupies more space. The other main contributing factor is the melting of glaciers and ice caps. These glaciers and ice caps naturally melt a bit every year during summer season, and snowfall during winter normally balances the melting. But recently, what we are observing due to higher temperatures is that it has led to more melting of glaciers in summer and less snowfall in winter, which is creating an imbalance in nature. The sea level rise has a huge impact. For example, like several coastal parts of India, like West Bengal, Kerala, Orissa, etc., sea level rise exposes coastal regions to more coastal disasters, to erosion and to land loss. And as the population in India is growing at an accelerated rate, this will cause serious issues on India. The rise in sea level is expected to accelerate during 21st century. The sea level rise is one piece of a larger puzzle of climatic changes, and there is a need for better understanding of our climate system as our world is warming rapidly. All the pieces of this puzzle work and interact together. To understand one piece, researchers need to understand all the other pieces of the puzzle too. Climate research has led to the development of computer models with which we can understand the effect of one piece of puzzle on the others. The elements contributing to sea level rise based on 2018 figures are melting of temperate glaciers 21%, thermal expansion 42%, Greenland 15%, and Antarctica 8%. Climate scientists expect the rate to further accelerate during the 21st century. Impacts. All these factors which we have seen above will cause sea level to increase and coastal areas all over the world will become vulnerable. Although flooding is what comes to mind first, there are many other impacts of sea level rise, like contamination of drinking water. As the sea level will rise farther and farther up the shore, it will seep inside the groundwater and contaminate the fresh water source, which many coastal areas rely on drinking. As salt water is not safe for drinking, people have to invest in costly desalination plants, and these kind of costly projects may be unrealistic for communities. Interference with farming. Those freshwater supplies which we use for drinking, we also use for irrigation, and this salt water could harm the crops. Impacts on fisheries. Fishes used for human consumption are poikilothermic. Any changes in habitat temperatures significantly influence their metabolism, growth rate, productivity, seasonal reproduction, and susceptibility to diseases and toxins. Hurt coastal wildlife. As many forms of wildlife like shorebirds and sea turtles will suffer as the shoreline erodes and floods the area where coastal animals live. As the sea turtles are endangered, their delicate eggs may be swept away and we can't afford to lose any. Their habitat may be so damaged that the changes in the surrounding that they can no longer survive in the environment. Hurt the economy. The rise in sea level will hurt the economy in many ways, like in helping people during flood, and it will also affect the tourism and real estate of the coastal areas. the beachfront properties, and many other areas are washed away by rising waters. Solutions. Building tall walls and similar structures might help reduce seawater intrusion up to a certain level, but at huge cost. Planting and maintaining mangroves is considered as potential natural mitigation because they reduce the intensity of waves crashing the shoreline and help in reducing the impact in the case of sea level rise. The most important and sustainable measure is to reduce the carbon emissions that are causing climate change and sea level rise. If global warming can somehow be mitigated substantially, then the sea level rise can also be minimized and controlled. Conclusion. Sea level rise is a major indicator of ongoing global change. Sea level has been rising at rates of up to 17 mm per decade in the 20th century, and this number is increasing significantly in the 21st century. Human activities that add greenhouse gases to the atmosphere and cause climate to change are the dominant cause for recent sea level change. The damage to the natural environment by human activities is very substantial and is increasingly impacting the humans in their daily lives. Therefore, improving public awareness and preventing damage as early as possible through adaptation and reduction of greenhouse gases are very crucial to reducing the risks of sea level rise.
For more recordings and to learn more about the Student Voices Project, please visit klimanosko.org.